My name is Christopher Armstrong, and I'm 18 years old. Today is November 24th, and I speak with Velva Stewart, who is my great-grandmother. We're recording this interview in Kansas City, Missouri. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood and what were you like as a child?
What I was like as a child? I had great parents, great mother and father, and they loved us dearly. They took very good care of us. Christopher didn't tell you how old I was. I'm 94 years old now. So you can imagine how long I've been on this earth. But for my childhood, we had a beautiful life. And we loved our parents and they loved us. Next.
Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
One of the most difficult moments in my life. You want me to tell you the real truth? It's a sad moment. Is that what you want me to say?
Yes, ma'am.
I can remember when we were driving, going out of the city to another state. I needed to go to the bathroom, but they would not let me use it. So we had to ride further on down the road. So many miles to use the bathroom. That was very disgusting, but it was all right because they did let us use the bathroom at the next service station.
Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
One of my happy memories? My happiest memory is to know that I have lived this long, to have seen Christopher become 18 years old. And he is a wonderful young man, and he's doing fine, and I love him very much. That's my great moment.
Can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you've learned in your life?
Most important lessons that I've learned in my life? Lessons? What? How would you say the lesson? First one, if it would be a lesson, I've learned to grow to love people and be kind and try and have them love each other, because that's a great lesson, to be kind and love each other, for us to look forward to live a long time, because you got to be great and you got to love people and you got to have God into your life, and that's a great lesson to learn.
What was your childhood like?
Oh, it was fantastic. I can remember my mother made my clothes for me. All the children would play, but I liked my little pretty dresses, and I wouldn't get out there and get dirty so I could fall. And that was really something, because she made me real pretty little fuzzy dresses, and that was one of the things that I didn't do.
Tell me about where you grew up and what your childhood was like.
Oh, I grew up in a little small town called Temple, Texas. It was fantastic. Boy, it was so good and so great. We always had enough food to eat and everything. And everybody was just, there was no different. We played with Mexicans and everything. They would come over to our house and eat with us, and we'd go to their house and eat. They lived in the back of us, and they were the best of friends.
What was the worst thing you did as a kid?
The worst thing I did. I'll have to be real truthful with you. We had good parents and they raised us well, so we didn't do any bad things. I can't remember any bad things I did when I was a little girl.
Did you like school? Why or why not?
I love school because I learned so much in school. You have to go to school and learn all these different things so you don't forget them. And I loved going to school. I had a great school life. It was fantastic. The teachers were wonderful. I made my first dress in home economics when I was 11 years old.
What did you do during the summer when you were off from school?
Oh, that's the good part about it. Okay, as I grew, I'll say to become a teenager, I worked. I had a little part-time job. That's what I did. And I loved it. I loved working. That was it. That's what I did.
What jobs did you have when you were a teenager, and what did you do with the money you earned?
Well, when I was a teenager, we would help babysit. I babysit, and I made the money, and I bought my clothes for school. That's what I did with it. I gave my parents some, though, but the other, they let me have it to buy me clothes for school.
If you could go back and relive your teenage years, what would you do?
Oh, let's see, what would I do? What would I do? I would like to go back home and go back to school again. Go through those days again. That's what I'd love to do.
Why would you want to do that?
It was so enjoyable, and I loved it. It was good. I didn't have no problems, and I would just like to do that over.
Tell me about the best or worst person you have ever worked for or with.
The best person I ever worked for?
Or with.
Best person I ever worked for or with?
Yeah, the best or worst person you worked for, either or.
Well, I really got along with most of the people I worked with. I didn't really have too many problems on my job. So I can't remember too many people not liking me or me not liking them.
What about the best person you worked with?
The best person I ever worked with? Oh, the best person I ever worked with was Sergeant Smith. I worked at Swope Health Center, and we were in security. And she was the best boss I ever had.
Tell me some favorite work stories.
Oh, I'm going to tell you this favorite one, where I had this job at Swope Health Center, and I was in security, and I loved my job. All I did was sit in a chair, and the computers are monitoring things where I could see in the different halls and what was going on. All I'd have to do was just turn around in that chair and I could just see everything, and I love that. That's the greatest job I ever had and ever loved.
Thinking of the jobs you held, tell me about your most or least favorite.
My what?
Thinking about like some of the jobs you had, tell me about your most or least favorite of them.
The most... Oh, okay. Least favorite one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I was younger, and we were my sister. I had a sister that was older than I, and we worked on the same jobs. We worked in a hotel, and the worst thing I hated, I can remember, was we would have to get on the floor and clean the baseboards. That was the worst job I ever had. That's the one I disliked, but I worked it.
Why did you agree to do this interview with me today?
Because I figured it was something of importance and you needed it for school, and I didn't mind telling you some of the things about me because I have been here a long time, and I figured that you wanted to know. Do you have to give this into your school?
Yes,
you
ma'am.
Do? And are they going to read this or what are they going to do?
Yeah, a lot of people.
That's fantastic.
All right, thank you for taking this interview for me.
You're quite welcome. How did it sound?
It sounded good.
Was it Andrew?